We want to find out on Spin Talk now whether you believe in the meaning of numbers and what significance they can have in your life. Do you always pick a certain number of numbers when you're doing the lotto? Maybe you keep away from certain numbers when you're booking a hotel room or taking a seat on a plane? Well, if numbers play a big part in your life, then let us know by ringing these important numbers, 0877 102 103, our text number, or low call 1850 333 444. But numbers play a big role in the TV series Touch. It stars Kiefer Sutherland of 24 fame, and Touch, the complete first season, is out on DVD on 1st of April from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. And while we're on the subject and we want to find out more about it, I'm joined now by Jane Alton. Jane is the leading numerologist in the UK. She has a diploma in numerology and is currently training to become a teacher at a school of numerology. Jane, great to speak to you.
Hello.
Jane, can you tell us a little bit about numerology and how you became interested in the whole area?
I've always worked with numbers. I was an investment performance analyst for 15 years, a business analyst for 10. So I've always analysed numbers. I've always fascinated by numbers. I started practicing Buddhism about 20 years ago, and that had a huge impact on my life. And obviously now I'm studying numbers, but in a whole new way. I mean, we use numbers every day to a certain extent. They can define our lives, you know, our dress size, our age, how much we've got in our bank account. Numbers are very powerful, useful tools, but they're actually sacred symbols. You know, we all know that life is all about cycles, is all about vibration. And obviously numbers are a very good way of defining energies, patterns, cycles, etc. And, you know, the whole point with numerology, the theory is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete the unique bit of the puzzle that's our life. And when we understand what we're here to do and what the lessons might be or the karma that we're turning around, it can help us understand why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people might be in our world. So it's about standing back from our life and understanding what's really going on, what the universe wants us to be doing, ultimately.
The fact that when you mentioned the theory of numerology, that we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances, does that bring in kind of reincarnation in a sense?
I've been practicing Buddhism for 20 years, so I actually believe very much in that. But before I give someone a reading, I'll always ask them if they're comfortable with that. Not everyone's comfortable with that. Karma isn't about punishment. It's about us learning certain lessons. It's about us, you know, completing what we're here to do ultimately.
In Touch, Jane, Kiefer Sutherland plays a dad who can only communicate with his son through patterns and numbers. Yeah. And this leads him to connect with people around the world. Is that something that can happen? Can we be connected to people we've never met, surely through numbers?
I totally believe that. You know, it's a huge part of numerology. It's a huge part of Buddhism, actually. We are all totally interconnected. There's absolutely no such thing as coincidence. There's a reason every single person is in our life. There's a reason for every single incident that happens. It's just understanding what's really going on here.
What can certain numbers mean then, Jane? Because we all, you know, you hear about lucky number 7 and 13's an unlucky number. Yeah. And that kind of a thing. Is there something behind that?
Oh yeah, I mean, every single number represents an energy. For instance, 13 can be regarded as unlucky by a lot of people. In terms of numerology, it represents rebirth. It's about learning to make something from nothing, never giving up, turning things around. You know, with 13 for karma in your chart, it can mean you may have avoided work and responsibility in a past life, and you're being forced to work really hard for something in this lifetime. But karma's never about punishment. There's always treasure in amongst what might seem very difficult. So it's about rebirth, 13. You know, and the 7 is the most spiritual number. It's got the 4 and the 3 in it, which are very, very powerful numbers in numerology. The 7 is like the magician. We have 7 chakras. There's 7 colours of the rainbow. Takes 7 metals to make the perfect sounding bell. 7 is a magical number.
Are there other certain numbers that have huge significance that if someone sees cropping up a lot in their lives, they should keep an eye out for or read into?
We have master energies, the 11. If you visualize an 11, it's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the 2 of emotion. I mean, in the series Touch, we've got 1, 2, 3 energy coming up a huge amount. And 1, 2, 3 represents the Trinity, represents the blueprint. The 1 is masculine, the 2 is feminine, the 3 is the birth of the idea. 1, 2, 3, it's also the triangle. So, you know, right at the beginning, we have 3, 1, 8 all over the place in the beginning of the series. And he's always going back to his cell tower three times in 3 weeks, 3.18 is the time, and that's a 1-2-3 energy. That's, and also the Amelia sequence without the addition of 6 right at the beginning adds up to 93, which is 1-2-3. So 1-2-3 is a powerful number representing, as I said, the Trinity, the blueprint, the birth of the idea. So yeah, every number has powerful energies.
Something else that happens in the show is the golden spiral.
Oh, yes,
can you tell us
yes.
a bit about that?
Well, that's based on Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence goes right back to the beginning of time, just about. But Fibonacci was the first person to put it in a book. He observed how leaves grew on a tree. You had one leaf, then 2 leaves, then 3 leaves, then 5 leaves. Basically, the Fibonacci series is adding up the 2 previous numbers. And when you put that graphically, you get this golden spiral. If you get a square and you cut it in half, you draw a line down the middle, then a line across, and a line, you keep cutting each square in half, you end up with this golden spiral, which is a very, very ancient symbol representing the Fibonacci sequence. This sequence is how everything grows in life, in nature. And it's a very ancient symbol, and that comes up all the time. He's always making that pattern with paints, with mobile phones, etc. It's a very, very ancient symbol.
When I knew I was going to be talking to you, Jane, I began thinking about, my own life and what numbers would have significance for me. Where can I spot them? Would it be talking like date of birth, a house number, or?
Well, I mean, just your name, Alan, that reduces to an 11. So what opens doors for you is actually being visionary, idealistic, inspirational. You may hear yourself say things and think, well, where did that come from? And you may at times feel very isolated because other people might not get your breadth of vision. But you have an 11, the master energy. It's the key to your door. It comes from, I presume your name, Alan, was the name on your birth certificate, your first name.
It is, yes.
Yeah, so what opens doors for you is seeing yourself as that channel of special awareness, being visionary, idealistic, inspirational. So from your point of view, you've got 11 right at the centre of your chart, just from your name.
Okay, well, you know me well, Jane, because I've definitely said things before and people have wondered what the hell I was on about. So.
Yeah, you do vibrate in a very different way when you have master energy, and not everyone's very comfortable with breadth of vision and looking at things in new ways. So it can be isolating, but it's about inspiring people to think in new ways.
Okay, well, that's they say you learn something new every day, and I just have. Jane, thank you so much for joining us. That's Jane Alton. She's the leading numerologist in the UK, and the first season of Touch is out this coming Monday, the 1st of April. That is the complete first season. So there you go. Is that something that you'd buy into yourself? Do you have a big belief in certain numbers, or you see a number crop up in so many different instances in your life that it must mean something? Do they play a big part in your life? Let us know. It's 087 7102 103. You can also local 1850 333444, or else tweet us and tell us about the number that means something to you. It is @SpinTalk. We'll find out what those numbers are and what they mean.